Yes, hello, good morning, Sasha.
Yes.
Yeah, good morning, Sasha. Nice to meet you. My name is Martin. I'm one of the senior directors here for my department. You were speaking to a young lady there by the name of Hilma, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she is one of our mapping coordinators here for the company, and her job today has been to find one quality company in your line of industry so that we can go ahead and refill this exclusive listing here that opened up on the first page of Google. So it is a first-come, first-served position, Sasha. She was asking me to see if I can jump on the line here to see if I can get you approved for a lower rate. But I'm sure you have other questions aside from the price on our services, or I guess, have you ever tried something like this before? I know you were telling her that you're already on the first page of Google, but you're not. I mean, you're obviously on Google like every other company, but that's if you search by name. We are talking about searching by keywords. So that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I had worked with a company that was supposed to be able to get us to that, and it just never happened. So
you're the sole owner of the company, right? You make all the finance with purchase. Okay, just to make sure. And I respect that because it's very seldom. I mean, I've been with this company 10 years, and I want to say, like, you're probably the second lady that runs a roofing company. So I respect that. Just want to make sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so
I'm actually at my home right now, so we might hear my kids out there.
Are you also active in the field, or are you also
do
the roofing? You do?
Yeah, I do. I get up on the roof and I'll take shingles off and stuff, but I don't shingle. I'll leave that up to my guys.
Okay, so yeah, that's crazy. So that's the things that are hard to visualize, which I respect. I mean, there's a lot more ladies out there doing that type of work, but it's for them to run. Usually, it's like, okay, it's me and my husband, but like you said, it's your dad, so he probably taught you all this stuff, huh?
No, it's me and my husband.
Okay, but you call shots on, okay, I'm gonna purchase this for the company and everything, right? There's no need to do it like that. Okay, just making sure. All right, Sasha, so you were saying about the Google listing.
So they had charged me so much, they made me the website, and da da da, and then they said that, you know, it's so much money a month to keep the website live, and then it would take time to be able to get the Google listing up. Well, I don't see it going anywhere. It's been months, probably 6-7 months.
Oh, you're still paying them. That's crazy. You're very generous on that.
And,
what's the name of that company, if you don't mind me asking? I'm very familiar with all the active companies out there.
Tell you the truth, I would have to look it up and see, because I have the same call. Mm-hmm. I usually don't even talk to. When they start talking about Google listing, I usually hang up.
You're burnt out with all that.
I get the same call 100 times a day.
Yeah, well, you know what? The reason why you answered is got to be meant to be, because just so you know, right, and I will be annoyed too, because matter of fact, I get calls to be on Google, and I work for a company to put a company on Google, and I don't have a company. So that's crazy. So I can see where you're coming from. But see, the thing is that you're not on the first page of Google, so you're always going to have these other, you have scammers, and you have real SEO companies. But where you come out winning is when you work with a premier Google partner. A premier Google partner is a company that's 1 out of 8 in the United States that gets assistance, training, and they get monitored by Google directly, and they are on Google's website. If you go on google.com/partners, you're going to see my company there, which is Local Splash. And to be honest with you, even more than 2 months is more than enough time for a company to get you up on the maps. If they fail to do so, they're never going to get you there. I already know that for a fact. Okay, so you should cancel them like yesterday. And I guess chuck it up as a loss. I can't return the money back from another company to you or wear the black eye for them. But what I can do, what we can do, is start get you on that first page of Google so you can start recouping that money that you lost with them, so that we can stop paying and throwing your money down the drain. I assume they give you a low price, or what are you paying a month with this supposed company? Sasha?
I can't remember what the first front was. It was It was a couple hundred dollars, I think. And then it was like six hundred something for them to keep it. No, that was for the initial setup, and then
so like 600, okay.
Yeah, and then like 149 a month, I think, just to keep the website live. And supposedly, you're supposed to help with Google, but now they're saying,
yeah,
that,
no way, yeah, no way, you can actually, yeah, that would be considered like organic. Yeah, yeah, you got, I'm sorry to hear that. You know what I mean? It's yeah, you got to cancel them. You're not in a contract, I hope, Sasha.
No, not at all.
Okay, so I don't think so. You know what I mean? So just call and cancel them ASAP. I'm sure, I'm positive they're going to tell you, hey, look, we'll give you a free month. Please wait another month and this and this and that. But don't believe it. I'm telling you right now, we're going to get you on the map section within 30 to 45 days at the most. And that's just the window that we give ourselves. You could be there sooner. You're going to be on the Facebook ads within 7 to 14 days. You're going to be on Bing around the same time as the Google Maps. We also put you on the first page on that. We're going to list you in over 70 directories all over the Internet within a couple of weeks or less. We're going to put you on Alexa and Google Home within 10 or 12 days. We're going to put you on the mobile platform around the same time, meaning cell phones, tablets, iPhones, and iPads, including those mobile devices. Not mobile devices, but including those cars that have Internet access. So if someone happens to be driving, they're going to find you as well. We're also going to make sure that they verified you correctly. If not, then we're going to fix what they messed up. We're also going to provide you with a tracking system so that way you can keep track of where the calls are coming from, Sasha, where you're generating more leads from, what cities you're dominating from, where you're getting more traffic from, as well as reviews. We're going to help you get those gold stars on Google. Okay, so we're going to be helping reply to those, request those reviews, and get notifications for every review that's written about your company. Okay, all that will be included. Now, if they take away the website, don't even worry about it. I'm going to throw in a website for free. Normally, we charge about $300 for our websites, and they look very nice, but I'll go ahead and throw one in for free. Okay, all you got to do is just give us a shot and just pretty much change with us. You know what I mean? You haven't got results, so don't do that to yourself, Sasha. I mean, you're investing money to somewhere where, I mean, I'm sure $149 sounds cheaper, right? I'm going to do my best to get you the lowest price possible because normally we charge a lot more. But I'm going to make it to where it works for you, okay? As you know, the first initial investment has a setup fee and all that. And just so you know, right, our regular price without the discounts that I'm giving you, without scaring you, normally we charge about $998 first payment, right? That's usually the price. Okay, and usually okay. After that it's $599. And I do have clients that pay that. And they're happy to pay that because they make their money back, obviously, right? I mean, you know, you're a businesswoman. If you pay a certain amount of money, if you give Marlon a dollar, he makes you $10 back on Friday, and you give him a dollar on Monday, it's an investment, right? You're making your money back in profit. So you know that. I don't have to tell you that. You're a businesswoman. You own a business. I don't own a business. I'm just in this line of industry. I'm certified to do this. I've been here for 10 years with this company. So with that said, I can go ahead and lower that rate down to $398 first payment, not $600 like the other Mickey Mouse company that you're working with. And I'll go ahead and drop your future payments down to $299. I know it's not $149. Yes, I get it. But we will get you results ASAP. Your website will even be ready within 3 to 5 days. You have contact with me. I'll take care of you. I'll make sure that my company is treating you right. I will check back with you every month to see how things are going. And best case scenario, I mean, I know you're going to make your money back. That's not going to be a problem. That's never been a problem. I never had my roofers that I signed up throughout these years. To give me a call and tell me, Martin, your service sucks. I never made my money back. I never had that. Okay? But I hope that you give me a call, like 85% of them, within the second month or so, and you want to do a prepaid with me. We also have those options available. If you want to pay 6 months in advance, if you want to pay a full year in advance, we also have those type of deals. But that's totally up to you. I don't want to make you feel like you got to marry our company first. I want you to first see what we're about. And like I said, 30 to 45 days would be more than enough time for us to get you on the maps. All the money you throw away. I mean, $149 times six. 6 months, you said you going with them? Sasha?
Yeah.
Okay, so six times $149. You've thrown away enough money already. And a lot of those times, imagine if they would have got you there even 3 months after, right? You landed one roofing job. you would have made thousands. So you got to look at it like that. You're also missing out on a lot of clients that could have called you by being on the first page of Google. When I Google roofing repair, roofing install, or those keywords that you should be dominating, especially in Knoxville because that's where you're based out of, you're not showing up anywhere. And I don't know if you knew this, but you're showing up on page 5. That's terrible. You have horrible ranking.
Right, yeah, I had never actually been able to find it when I just put in roofing or whatever. So I guess I just never went far enough.
Yeah, you know, and so, you know, like I know, I mean, we don't go to page 2 even, right? Sasha, I mean, keeping it real.
Right.
Yeah, nobody's going to go to page 2. I mean, that's like if you're really bored. And if you go to 3, it's like you're just bored out of your mind. You know what I mean? You're not serious about getting a roofing company. And once you're with us, you're going to be showing up all over that first page, and you're also going to show up on social media. You ever wonder, like, you ever paid attention when you know what, you do a search on Google? And say like you're searching for something, right? Like maybe a pair of shoes or whatever. And you decide not to click on the ad, right? Or the listing. And next thing you know, a week later, you go onto your social media, you go into your feed or whatever. And all of a sudden, you see that same ad with the same shoes following you. You ever notice that or you ever pay attention on that?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how we do the Facebook ads. So it's very aggressive. So at the end of the day, that person might be like, oh, you know what? I was looking for those pair of shoes. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and get them this time. So it followed them all the way to a week or whatever, and they end up getting those pairs of shoes because it's so aggressive and it's so on their face. So that's the same thing with the roofing that we're going to do for you. Okay? Now, to give you an idea of what type of traffic you can expect, because you've been losing a lot of traffic in 6 months, it's showing me here that in the last 30 days, right, let's just say they would have succeeded in getting on the first page of Google, Sasha. It showed me here that there was 1,777 searches for roofing company in the area of Knoxville, 20-mile radius. That's a huge number. I would think. Okay. Now, you didn't get any of those calls. You didn't even get 1% of those calls because you're definitely not on the first page of Google. Once you start working with us, you're going to get a nice percentage of these calls going your way. Okay, and we're going to do that by obviously targeting mobile devices, desktops, and we're going to target the peak hours of the day where it's busy, you know what I mean? So that way you can get that traffic going your way. We're going to market towards that, the peak business hours of the day. Okay, now I guess my question to you, Sasha, is if I can get you in at that low rate, lower that monthly payment as well, include a website even, at $398 today, $299 every month after. I mean, I'm sure that's got to be more than enough for you to give me a shot and pretty much get rid of that company, right?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Okay, so now we'll totally do that ASAP. As soon as you get off the phone with me, I'll get it all processed here with my side with you since it is an exclusive spot. I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
Yes. Did you say something about y'all do Facebook also?
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to see an example, a preview of how it's going to show?
Yeah, I'd like that.
If I text you something, you can open an image, right, or a link?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think it's because when you're Wi-Fi or not, sometimes I do that, and I try to open a link on my phone when I'm on the phone, and I can't open it. It's kind of weird. All right, so I just sent you a link to one of our clients. He's an HVAC company. Obviously, you're not, but I just want to obviously show you an example of how your ad is going to look on Facebook. Go ahead and check it out.
Oh, yeah. So this just pops up in everybody. Like, how does that work? Like, anybody that's, like, in the Knoxville area?
Yeah, so, like, so anyone in even outside of that. So that's a good thing because you let us know, Marlon, I target, like, 50 miles. So I was just going to pop up just for my city, for people that already might know me or just people that follow me. No, it's going to pop up to anybody that, any city that you want to target. So while they're browsing their feed, they're going to see this. And they're going to remember, man, I did a search for a roofing company. So they're going
to
see you.
Because I mentioned to her, we do a lot of business in London and Corbin, Kentucky.
Perfect.
We like go from Knoxville, Tennessee, up the interstate, Williamsburg, London, Corbin. Right now we're in Corbin actually doing 120 square roofs.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's no limitations on where we're going to target for you, Sasha. Okay. Also, I'm sending you right now as we speak everything that I told you that we're going to do in writing. So you have it for your records. Then you're going to get your invoice. Roofing specialist 123, right? That's it?
Yes.
Okay, so it's on its way. So I already did my homework and found that. And you said in this website I'm looking at, I'm sure, that's your logo, I assume. We're gonna mount that on your brand new website that we're going to create for you. But is this the website you were talking about that they created for you that they'll probably take away unless you own it? Or do you own that website?
I don't know.
Okay. Now we'll take care of you on that. Okay. So we're not gonna make you regret you canceling with them. Okay. I just hate the fact that they kind of made you lose so much time and money. You know what I mean? I'm sending you one of my clients' websites also. If you want to check out to see how your website's gonna look. It's simple.
Okay.
It's to the point. This gentleman, he's an electrician. He's one of our clients also. He's all over the first page, and I sent you his website just so you can see our websites are not cheesy looking. And I mean, sometimes when you get something free, it's ugly.
No, okay, yeah, this looks good. I like that.
Okay, and you have a little box right there, as you can see, a little lead box, easy to navigate, because not everybody's computer savvy. And I mean, you want to target those people that don't want, like, a website to jump into, and they have, like, all these tabs, and you're like, man, I just want to see their pictures and book an appointment. Where is the appointment box or whatever? Or how can I leave a review for this person? You know what I mean? So you have all that right there, and they can even pay you through your website if you accept PayPal or Venmo and all those things.
Okay.
All right. So let me go ahead and start the process here for you, Sasha. I'm going to go ahead and book an appointment here for your client interview so you can talk to my technician, and you can let him or her know all the details on what cities, like you mentioned, that you want to target, specific keywords, if you do commercial and residential, or if you want to just focus on one or the other, and the details on your website. And they're also going to give you an email to send in photos and also your logo, so that way you can make your website look very customized, okay? Sasha is spelled S-A-S-H-A, Sasha?
Yes.
Right? Okay, what is your last name?
S-A-S-H-A.
Okay, very good.
It's
Ervin.
Okay.
Oh, you speak Spanish, huh?
Yes.
Okay, no. ¿Hablas español todo completamente?
Sí, casi todo. No me falta mucho.
Oh, man. I would have thought I was talking to a lady with blonde hair and green eyes. Yeah, perfect English.
I am. I actually am.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, so you just speak Spanish.
Yes, I just speak Spanish.
That is crazy. Yeah, so I respect that. Okay, so let me see. Go ahead.
My
come again. Yeah, because the way you said it, mija right there, sounded perfectly in Spanish. Like if you were actually, like, you were born in, like, a
yeah, most Spanish people are country. Like, are you, where?
They so you didn't even look like you're Spanish. You didn't even look like you're
Spanish. A white girl with blonde hair and blue eyes.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, most people, they look at me and they're like, I want to ask you where you're from, but you look white, but your Spanish is so good that I don't think you are. And I'm like,
did you learn it yourself, or how did you even learn the Spanish so perfectly?
I did learn it basically on my own. When I got with my husband, he spoke perfect English. I spoke no Spanish at all. But I stayed at home most of the time, and we lived in a park where there was a bunch of Spanish people, and most of them didn't speak any English, and he would, you know, work out of town a lot. So finally, I just had to become friends with the lady next door, and I drove, and she didn't, and we would go to the Walmart and stuff, and she would say stuff in Spanish, and I would tell her in English, and after about 4 or 5 years, she speaks good English, and I speak good Spanish, and it just... I watch a lot of novelas, music,
novelas.
Everything in Spanish. So, yeah.
Oh, hey, novelas are very good because then you learn the conversation things, right? You can watch shows and everything too. Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, I think I actually learned English like through the TV because I came here when I was a little boy from Bolivia, from South America.
Okay.
So yeah, that's where I'm from.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it's crazy, right? Well, I mean, that's you got perfect Spanish, so that's I was going to start talking in Spanish, but then he told me that. Well, I mean, I'm sure you speak fluent, right? Like fully, you understand and speak. That's crazy.
Yes.
All right, so let me see here. Sorry to get off topic there. It just kind of surprised me.
No, that's fine.
Okay, so that's E R E.
It's E R V as in Victor, I N as in Nancy.
And it's, okay, so Urban, that's your last name?
Yes, Urban,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, and the email, you want me to send your invoice, confirmation, all that other good stuff, same address, right?
Yes, roofingspecialist123@gmail.com.
Very good. And what phone number you want showing on Google, Sasha?
My phone number, 865-443-2849.
Very good. And do you have a secondary number, or this is the only number that you want affiliated with the company?
Let's do 865-507-5763.
And this will, we'll keep this one as a secondary, just in case it's important in regards to your account. So it wouldn't be necessarily for clients. Okay. And Tennessee, you guys are, let me see here, you guys are what time zone? Are you on the side where it's
Eastern
or in the Central? Okay, because I know half of Tennessee is Central. Okay, let me see here. So Eastern. Okay, and the company name, you wanted to show us exactly how on Google? Racino's Roofing?
No. Roofing and remodeling. Yes, I know they found something as Racino's Roofing, but that's what our company used to be before we actually, you know, we changed our name a couple years ago. So.
Okay, so just like that, that's it? Roofing and remodeling or Racino's?
Just roofing and remodeling specialist.
Specialist. Okay, there you go. Because that's what will make it.
We have another. We have another Racino family that does roofing, and they have the same name. So we backed out of that name.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay. So let me go ahead and change that there. Because this is going to help you too, because you're still listed as that in many places. So it's kind of pulling your ranking down. So now it's making a lot of sense of how why your ranking was also dragged down. All these things need to be updated, and we're going to take care of that for you with an app cleanup also that's included in the first month. Okay. What address can we send? What address have you been verified at? Do you have a GMB profile? Have you ever received a PIN code verification from Google? Or where can we send that to, actually?
Yes. I got that verification from, it's 2035 Boyd, B-O-Y-D, as in dog, Street. And that's Knoxville, Tennessee, 37921.
Any unit number or anything like that, Sasha?
No.
All right. And
So whenever you look up, because they were looking up Racino's Roofing. So when you look up roofing and remodeling specialist, does that give it any? I mean, better. Well, I know because.
Think of it like if you change your last name, right? If when people try to look for you, like they're still finding that right there, right? But once we update all that, we're gonna pretty much delete all that other stuff.
Okay.
So everything's gonna be phone number is gonna be directed to roofing or remodeling specialist. Everything is now gonna be all the same all over the internet. So it's gonna boost your ranking dramatically. Okay. So you need that to happen. So you don't want like a different information all over the internet because. That's what Google doesn't like, and Google will start pulling your ranking down, even if you're like a very good company. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and reach a 90-second voice verification, Sasha. I promise we're almost done here, and I'm going to go ahead and book your appointment for the client interview. But before we do that, to get everything processed there, Ms. Sasha, how do you want to take care of the $398 today, $299 every month after? Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What would you like to use?
It's MasterCard.
Okay, and the MasterCard, I assume it's under your name or is different name?
Yes, it says Sasha Urban Roofing and Remodeling.
Okay, and your name?
Yes.
Okay, middle initial or just Sasha Urban?
Give me 1 second. I can't remember if it does. I said my husband. He's not actually my husband. That's why my name is still Urban, but we might as well be. We've been together 8 years. So, he has the card, so give me 1 second. I do have it on a picture of it, though, because I usually need it all the time and never have it.
Okay. All right. You got to pull up the picture?
Yeah, I'm pulling it
Some
up.
Some people memorize it. Yeah, I can never memorize I forget my phone number
sometimes. I've got half of it memorized, but...
I just know my security code. That's the only part I remember.
I know that one, too. Yep.
Let's see. I know I have it right here somewhere.
And it's the same billing address, I assume, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you said it was a MasterCard, so that should start with a 5.
Yeah, it's 5322. Come on now, why don't I have my signal's like okay. But I have thousands of pictures on my phone from roofing jobs, so
take your time.
I need to
Take your time, Sasha. Those the numbers you remembered, huh? The 5322?
Yeah, 5322.
What I do like for pictures that I what I do for pictures that I like to make sure to have more access to, since we all have like thousands of pictures on our phones of crazy stuff, you know what I mean, like important stuff and just random stuff. So I put a heart on it, so make it as favorites, and then I go on my favorites list. I have an Android, though. I don't know what you have.
No, I have an iPhone, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, you guys probably have the same thing.
Yeah, so then
you go on your favorites category, and then it kind of limits your going through like 1,000 pictures to get to that one. Or you can also screenshot it again, and then it'll put it back on the top of your gallery.
Yeah, put it on the back top, yeah.
Yeah, versus being buried under a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, because I do this all the time.
There you go. You already know about that screenshot thing, right? To put it back on top of the gallery?
Yes. For some reason, I might have to use my...
You can always change the card also after, you know what I mean?
Right. I was gonna say I might have to use my business credit card.
Okay. And then next month, if you want to change the payment method, we can do that also.
Okay. Oh, but I need to activate that card. I just got it. Shit. Okay, I know I have it. Here it is. Yeah.
The one you were looking for?
Yes.
Okay.
All
right. There you go.
Good. So it has, it does have my middle initial, A.
A is an apple. Okay.
Yes. So it says Sasha A. Irvin, Roofing and Remodeling, LLC.
Sasha M. A.? M like a Mary?
No, just Sasha A is an apple.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard M. A. Okay. All right. And I got the 5322, and you can
proceed 4200.
Okay.
0005.
Okay.
0252.
And the expiration?
0127.
And the three in the back?
040.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and read you the verification, okay? So this part of the call will be recorded, and Google and my company always record our phone calls, so I wouldn't be surprised they're listening right now as we speak, which is good for me, because everything we have to do according to the guidelines. So let me go ahead and proceed with that. It says, welcome to Local Splash, voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Roofing and Remodeling Specialist.
Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the company. Sasha.
Sasha Ann Irvin, owner of the company.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Roofing and Remodeling Specialist?
Yes.
Thank you. And it's going to be specialists, right? Or specialists.
Yes. Yeah,
plural?
Specialist with an S. Yes.
Okay. Very good. Okay, so to get results as possible, Sasha, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time, so that way we're all on the same page. And hire Local Splash as a certified marketing representative. Please disclose an additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. So initial term and account setup will be charged today in the reduced rate for the Platinum package, which also includes a website. And the Facebook ads at $398 today, and it'll be $299 every month after. It's an automatic payment, a two-month verbal agreement, but you may discontinue if you like by simply calling customer support 3 days before your next billing is due at 877-635-6000. 6225. My extension is extension 622. It's been like that for 10 years. And the extension for customer service is extension 1. Okay? So that's it's also in the email and everything that you'll get. Okay, and before I proceed with that payment, though, did you want to take advantage? Did I even tell you about the prepaid options? Oh, it's very popular. Yeah, 6 months is $1,300, 4 years, $2,500. So if you do the math on that, instead of paying $398 today, $299, $299, $299, which adds up, you can pay 6 months in full, $1,300, which if you divide that into six, it will save you over $800. It will be as if you're paying a lower fee every month. If you do $2,500 and divide that into 12, it'll be as if you're saving over $1,200 from the gate, and it will be as if you paid like $200 a month from the beginning. And obviously, once you get your first job, you can actually make that money back that you put into, say for $2,500, whatever, and everything else will be profit on top of profit on top of profit, because you really, you don't have to worry about your monthly payments anymore. Would you like to take advantage of any of those, or you want to go ahead and do month to month first?
Yeah, let me go ahead and do the 6 months.
Okay, so yeah, that's a smart one, you know what I mean? So that way, 6 months, you have a better idea of what we can do for you, okay? So for your client interview, and also keep an eye for your invoice, please. Save that for your tax records, because it is considered a tax write-off. It's going to be labeled Local Splash Initial Invoice, okay? You're going to receive it any second now. Let me know once you get that. And for your client interview, how's your day look like today? Are you pretty much free?
I'm open today.
Okay, very good. So let's go ahead and handle that.
I might run out a couple of times, maybe check on the guys, but I'm at the hotel making. I have 5 estimates I got to write up. And
nice. There you go. I'm busy woman.
I got my picture.
Okay, so now, yeah, and it's only a 10-15 minute phone interview, so and it's to discuss the keywords. I mean, you want that interview, and you want to let us know how you want to proceed with it, right? It's your money. We want to make sure that we put it to work. Okay, so I would like to take care of that as soon as possible. I want to respect your money back, and I'm going to go ahead and put you in for, let me see here, let me check the calendar here, how it looks. How about, you guys are 3-hour difference, East Coast time. It's 8:00 here in California. How about 10:00 in 2 hours? Would that be okay with you?
So 10:00. So here it would be 1:00.
8, 9, 10, 11. It will be between 11 and 12:00. So in 2 hours. Is that good? Say it again.
It's 11 o'clock here right now.
It's 11 o'clock. Oh, okay. So it will be in 2 hours. In other words.
In 2 hours. Okay. So 1 o'clock. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. Oh, sorry about that. So I see what you're saying. So I'm putting you at, I was telling you our time. So actually, let me see here. So 8, 9, 10. So it'll be 10 o'clock in the morning, our time. So then 11, 12, 1 o'clock. Yes, you're right. Sorry about that.
Okay.
You're definitely right. Okay, so it'll be in 2 hours. Basically in 2 hours. And they'll give you a call. Okay. And check to see. If you got the receipt, it's going to come via text, please. And today is the 30th, 2022.
Did it would come as a text message?
Yeah, it's a text message and also as an email.
The last email I got was the one you sent over, the first page Google listing with Facebook ads, but that's it.
Okay, let me go ahead and make sure. Let me contact the building department here because it's showing that it's still loading on my end. Okay, so it should go through briefly. Okay, so while we're doing that, let me also take some notes down for my technician that's going to call you later. I don't want him to call you just blank. I want him to do his homework before he calls you. So you tell me, what are the main three keywords that you definitely want to show up on the first page of Google for? Shasha. Roofing repairs, any specialties? I know you mentioned shingles.
I would say roofing for sure. Remodeling.
Okay.
Repair.
Okay. And did you say commercial also, or just residential?
Yes, we do both, residential and commercial.
Okay, very good. And for your Facebook ads that we're going to be running, right, I assume that you have a personal one and a business one, or just one or the other?
No, I do have a
business one?
A personal Facebook and a business Facebook.
Okay, do me a big favor if you can. I don't know if you're able to, but I need the URL so we can run those ads, or you can provide it later on today when you do your CI, your client interview, whichever is easier for you. So that way we can the URL for your Facebook ads.
Oh, the URL.
Yeah, if you can copy and paste it and text it to me. If not, you can provide it later on. Yeah, so like
I go to my original Facebook, and then I have, like another place on there for the business.
It will be us under pages, and then it'll like have like a little icon of your profile picture of your business, and then once you click on it, there should be like a little if you're going through your phone, it's gonna have like a little three lines on the bottom, like called a hamburger. And once you click on that, then it'll give you the option to share. And then it'll copy link and then just paste it on your on one of the texts that I sent you. And you'll be able to send it to me. And then I'll paste it over here on our end. So that way you have my technician has it available. And if you're not able to do it right now, that's fine. I'll go ahead and have them take care of that later on. Okay.
Yeah, so when I go to pages, it fills up my.
It doesn't.
A name, and I click on it, but then it's not the three little dots that I can't find them. So it's just like a setting, but. Create, post, promote, what's that?
Okay, well, you know what, let's go ahead and just do that later on. I don't want to take much of your time in here also. I mean, I don't want to, I know that could get like a little, you know, for me, especially because you're on the phone and you're like trying to find it. So we'll go ahead and take care of that on the client interview. For the, let me see the rest of the notes here. You have photos, I assume, of work that you've done. Okay, you have a logo. I'll make sure that to let my technician or you're going to email it in. I'll let them know that you're with that company, and please cancel them ASAP. No need to be wasting no more of your money. Time to divorce them right there. Okay, so, and let me see, aside from that, what was the mileage that you want to target? Sasha?
Yes. I don't really know what the mileage is, but it's Knoxville, Tennessee.
Like ballpark, maybe 40 miles, 50 miles. How far do you guys feel you willing to go?
It's about an hour and a half drive.
Okay, an hour and a half drive. Okay, and do you remember by any chance the name of that company that you are working with, so I can just make sure to let my technician know?
I don't. I'd have to look it up.
And I was looking at the bottom of the other the website they created you, but it doesn't even have their company name either. Okay, I'll go ahead and just let them know though. so they can do their research. It's not really important, but I want to let them know what you were doing for your marketing before, and I just like to equip them with all this information to help you out. Okay, and for your client interview, just please keep that hour available so that way they can call you. And your receipt should be in your inbox, by the way. If you receive the text, it's going to say, Sasha A, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to your email, and then it's going to say, please click here, mylocalsplash.com/terms. You see it?
Yes.
Okay. And click on that right there, and excuse me. And at the top, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then scroll all the way down to the bottom. This is assuming that you clicked on that link. And it's going to give you kind of like a breakdown of what you're getting. And then at the bottom, you're going to see Sasha A. Irvin. And it's going to say confirm signature or sign, right?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and sign right there. That will give you access to your dashboard. And don't forget to click on the little box that says, I am the certified holder of this card, because obviously you're the owner of that card. And then confirm signature. And then it's going to... Did I spell your name right? I hope. Sasha A. Irvin.
Yeah, I didn't study. Or did a couple of study?
Yeah, do it exactly like it reads right there, and let me know if I misspell something so I can get it corrected after. I feel like it's a B as in Victor, right? Irvin, not Irwin?
Yeah, E-R-V-I-N. It's right. It's just saying, signature is not matched. Please type your name correctly as it appears. It's a E-R-V-I-N.
The A is on there, right, as well?
Okay, I said confirm signature not to the front page to log in.
Username, password?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to get that later on today when you speak to my technician. Usually something generic like cat and then your phone number or something that you can change it after so that we can make it so you have access, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and take care of all the rest of the notes here, Sasha. I don't want to keep you on the phone here forever with me. But I do thank you for the time you've given me, okay? And please stay in touch with me anytime. Call me. Let me know how things are going. And so I can make sure that you're well taken care of. You have my phone number in the email. You have my extension. I am here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. But even after hours, if you text me, I can go ahead and forward any message to the company as well, okay? So I'm available for you at any time, in other words. All right. I just, after business hours, I will just forward the information to make sure that, and I'll respond back to you out of courtesy and respect to let you know and acknowledge that I got your message. Okay. Aside from that, if you get any phone calls from any company saying that they're Google, that they can do it for less, or that you got to pay more money, please disregard. Write down the phone number, because our job, since you're a client now, is to protect you from scammers, since we're a premier Google partner. So we're supposed to report these numbers to Google headquarters in California. All right. Aside from that, God bless, and I wish you guys nothing but success. Thank you for giving me a shot. You will not regret it. And do you have any other questions for me, Sasha, before I let you go on your way? I don't want to keep you hostage here with me.
No, that's good.
Okay. And if you have any other questions, Sasha, in regards to your account or anything like that, please give us a call, and please don't miss your appointment later on today, okay? You remember the time?
1 o'clock.
There you go. So hold on. 8, 9, 10. So in between 10 and 11 o'clock, they'll call you. Your time. I'm sorry. I keep saying that 10, 11, 12, 1. Yeah, between 1 o'clock, between 1 and 2 o'clock. Sorry about that. I deal with so many states, I get confused myself. All right?
No problem.
Okay, I appreciate your time, Sasha. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha. Bye. Have a great day. Thank you, Sasha.